It is February the
You
second
gotta
part.
wait until I'm done.
Oh, rubbing your eye.
Last time I was yawning, and you're like, okay, welcome. I was like, oh, hold on.
I'm Lamont.
And I'm Leia.
And you're tuning into
the Lamont and Leia podcast.
So, Leia, it is the second part of February. And it is Black History Month, but today we're not actually going to talk about Black History. However, I did want to shout out some other podcasts that you guys can check out, like Balanced Black Girls, Brown and Black, Black History Buffs, and Black History Year.
All right, check those out. But February is also Aloha Hawaii Month, which is Hawaiian Language Month. So kind of wanted to talk about that a little bit today. I may be a little biased as a Hawaiian. But actually, 2024 marks, I think, the 11th year that this became like an official like month, holiday, celebration.
Cool.
Started in 2013 at the University of Hawaii, go Bows. that's where I went. And it commemorates the native Hawaiian language, its preservation, Hawaiian culture, and the idea that the perpetuation of it, like teaching it to other people, teaching Hawaiian language. It was signed into like official monthness. By the governor at the time. I think it was Governor Abercrombie. And it was actually the first official, like, government thing. Not government thing. Like, government, like, signed into thing that was released in both English and Hawaiian. Fun fact. So it says... I'll read it in Hawaiian, since it was in Hawaiian. Mahino alele Hawaii, e ike mau e kapa ia ana ai ka mahina o pepe luali o ia ka mahina o alele Hawaii. I mea e ho'omai ka i a e pai pai aku ai i ka alele ana a ua alele makua hine nei la, which means alele Hawaii month. The month of February shall be known and designated as Aloha Hawaii Month to celebrate and encourage the use of Hawaiian language.
Excellent.
Why is this a big deal? Do you know?
Because, like most cultures, I'm pretty sure the language tried to get erased by, like, colonizer, like, agenda or whatever.
Facts. So the Hawaiian language was officially banned, not like, oh, don't speak that, like banned from public school systems, in 1893, which was like 3 years after the overthrow of the Hawaiian kingdom. So like there was tons of people who lost the language. Like there's so many generations of people who don't speak any Hawaiian, older folks mostly, because they were either not taught, or if they were like my mom, actually, she grew up in Hawaii. She could speak Hawaiian and she learned it mostly through like hula and stuff, but anytime they spoke it outside of like hula, they got smacked. They're just like, stop it. You can't speak that because it wasn't allowed.
So it started in what time? And then what time was the ban lifted?
1893 is when it started. And I believe it was in 1970.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, in 1970, it was that ban was lifted.
That's horrible.
Which is crazy. So like there's a lot of lost language, lost translations, lost things. At least when I was going to college, there were like words that had never even been translated into Hawaiian because they didn't exist back when language was spoken. Now there's a lot of translations. There's people making up new words because, words evolve over time. They develop over time. I think I just saw a funny reel where Kumu, that means teacher, was saying that he created the word for hangry. I'll have to look it up because hangry wasn't a word, right? But angry's a word and hungry's a word. And so he just smushed them together. I gotta find it because that's hilarious to me.
What is cell phone in Hawaiian? Do you know?
I don't know, actually. I have never looked that up. But another resource, and I think the last time we brought up Hawaiian Language Month, which was like last year or the year before, I mentioned a really good source for learning Hawaiian words, and that's wehewehe.org. And in Hawaiian, our W's make the V sound. So it's wehewehe.org. It's actually a Hawaiian language dictionary. So there was a dictionary that was like the main dictionary, right? Like that was the one you referenced anytime you wanted to look up a word. And someone, a group, I think it was, what is the name of this group? They're associated with the one of the schools, one of the Hawaiian schools. I can't remember which one. They made it digital so people could have access because these dictionaries were expensive. I had to buy one when I was in college before they made the digital one like available like that. And I think I bought mine secondhand and it was like $26 for a dictionary. Which I guess doesn't seem like a lot, but for
When you're a
inflation,
broke student with like no income, that's a lot of money.
when I was a broke college student, honestly, it was probably the cheaper of my textbooks, but still, I was like, oh my gosh, I need this for like looking up words every once in a while. Like, ah. But now there's this source, vehevea.org, that you can look up most words. It doesn't look like it has cell phone. I guess cell phone has not been translated.
Translated.
At least as far as I know. Google Translate, I don't trust
Okay.
very much.
Could I learn Hawaiian on Duolingo?
Yes, actually. The Hawaiian Duolingo was officialized. I can't speak today, by the way. I'm the same. Officialized. In. It was like 2018, 2019.
So recently.
It fairly recently, maybe a little bit earlier than that, but like it was just within the last few years. But yeah, so Hawaiian language is available on things like Duolingo. It's okay, at least when I did it last time. I mean, it shows you like the basics and teaches you some other like words, right? Like vocabulary. It'll teach you basic sentence structure. But Polynesian languages, oceanic languages, we have different grammatical ways than like English and even like Spanish and German and all those, like it's a very different sort of process. So it's okay. But last time I checked it, So I did Google Translate it. Again, I don't really trust Google Translate because I don't know where they're receiving their like Hawaiian language info from. But according to Google Translate, cell phone in Hawaiian is Kelepona Paalima, which in Hawaiian there are a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of words that didn't exist when the language was first spoken, obviously. So there's a lot of transliteration, which is where they take an English word and just directly translate it, whether that makes sense or not. So, telephone is telepona. So, obviously, telephones weren't a thing. So there's no official Hawaiian word for it, but we use kelepona as the word for it. So kelepona pa'a lima kind of makes sense. Yes, pa'a means to hold and lima is hand.
All right.
So translated literally, telephone held by hand.
Very cool. Very cool.
Not to bash Google Translate, because I actually use it quite often when I'm talking to people and like that speak different languages. It's still a good tool, but don't type in a phrase on here and then go get it tattooed, or else you're gonna end up with like one of those, like the people who get like Chinese script thinking it's really cool and it says something like barbecue beef or something. I think Ariana Grande got a tattoo in like Japanese or something and accidentally said like Korean barbecue or something like that. I can't remember,
Wow.
but yeah, like
Poor Ariana.
Ari.
She was probably trying to get like love and happiness or prosperity or
I think so.
something.
I'll have to look that up because it was kind of funny. Okay, so someone from UH Manoa, Director of Strategic Partnerships at UH Manoa, Hawaii Nuiaka School of Hawaiian Knowledge. So, at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, as you would expect, we do have a whole school just for Hawaiian language, Hawaiian culture. It's actually a really beautiful building, and I wish I had more classes in that building. 'Cause there's like this like sick mural there, and every time I went there, I just stare at the mural for a few minutes. I'd always be late to class. But Malia Nobrega, sorry sis, I don't know how to pronounce your name. Said Mahina Olelo Hawaii is a time for our community to pause, reflect, and assess where we are and where we are going. We celebrate our successes and progress, and we fortify ourselves to normalize and strengthen Hawaiian language for all generations to come. The idea that Hawaiian is and like a legit language, an official language of people, is not in question anymore. There are many, many, many Hawaiian immersion schools where they teach the children exclusively in Hawaiian.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's actually a school on Niihau, which is the other island in Hawaii, the one that is not commercialized, you can't visit. They
At
teach the.
all? Like, you can't get me in at all?
I
Oh
can't even
my.
go.
Wow, okay.
You have to be invited. You have to know people there. You have to know the families there, and you have to be invited. It's actually super illegal to just go over there. Like, you'll be like hella fined if you just like kayak over there for fun, Like, there's a school out there that actually teaches Old Hawaiian, which a few of the older folks, rebellion. Was just like banned, ha. Like absolutely not. So if you actually look at the Hawaiian they learn it's going to sound closer to Tahitian because I forget when, but many, many years ago they switched out the T's in the Hawaiian language for K's, and that's why you'll hear us say like oh, that's how tiki came around. So the Hawaiian word that the word tiki is derived from is ki'i, which means image. But the old Hawaiian word was ti'i with a T. Fun fact. And that's how tiki came along. But yeah, so they still teach Hawaiian with all the T's, and it's really, really cool to hear them talking with the T's, because it's like it's the same language, but it's not the same language, and it kind of takes you a second to like okay, yeah, I know what you're saying, with just T's everywhere. But yeah, so there's a lot of Hawaiian language immersion schools. A lot of the language is ingrained into Hawaiian everyday culture, not even Hawaiian people culture, but just like the state of Hawaii, you know, having just Hawaiian words everywhere. There's a lot of push for renaming of places back to their original Hawaiian names, instead of using their, you know, English names. As an example, Diamond Head.
Yes, I love Diamond Head. What's the Hawaiian like word for Diamond Head?
Leahi.
Leahi. All right.
It means the fin of the ahi. So, you know, Diamond Head is kind of like a triangle sort of thing. And that's because they named it Leahi because it kind of looked like the fin of a tuna. So, Leahi, the fin of the tuna. That's not a direct translation, but that's what it is named for. In terms of how you can celebrate this month, look into. There's a lot of content creators in Hawaii. A lot. A few years ago, there was not, but I think with the rise of social media and people learning that it's actually like a really good platform to speak on, there's a lot of people who make content in Hawaii and like good content, not just like us messing around, but we like to mess around. So there's always people messing around on social media. So there's a
For
lot of
sure.
funny videos, but there's a lot of education out there. If I can remember, I will link a few of my favorites in the description or show notes so that you guys can check them out. I'll also link the podcast that we did. Was it last year or the year before?
I think it was no, the year before.
Was it the
I
year
think it was our
before?
second year.
Yes, we were talking about the importance of water in the Hawaiian culture. Which, if you go and listen to that one, the Red Hill issue still has not been rectified. It has not been fixed. And it's been that long.
So it's been 2 years since we even talked about it.
Yeah, it's been 2 years since
Longer
we
than
talked
that.
about it. It still has not been rectified, and there's still issues going on. And I could go into other things, not Hawaiian language related, but I won't in this episode. maybe we'll talk about the political and economic issues in Hawaii in another podcast.
For sure.
but let's go take a really quick break. And then when we come back, we'll talk about something else.
All right, let's take a break. Right, so Leia, February is your birthday month.
What? That's
February
crazy.
28th, to be exact. And I want to know, what would it take for you to walk away for a birthday dinner? What kind of BS would have to be at play for you to walk away from a birthday dinner?
What do you mean, walk away? If there's food involved, I'm not leaving.
All right. Well, I
I
have
like
a.
to
Am I the asshole for walking out on my birthday dinner when I discovered that my
Oh.
cousin had been invited?
Seems petty, but okay.
So the author or the OP says, I do not plan on staying on Reddit. This is a throwaway, but this is her story. My cousin Nancy bullied me severely during my middle and high school. Nancy would call me names in the hallway, start rumors about me, and pressure other girls into not being my friend. In sophomore year, I ended up having a mental breakdown at school because of Nancy, and my parents stopped talking to hers for a long time. I still avoid Nancy and don't have any kind of relationship with her, as the only apology she ever gave me was not sincere. This year, my parents insisted on preparing my birthday dinner because we were get because sorry because we're getting reservations. Okay, it's not me. Because we're getting reservations to one of my favorite restaurants. For every potential guest that confirmed with me whether or not I wanted them to attend. Okay, I'm gonna read like, this year, my parents insisted on preparing my birthday dinner because they were getting the reservations to one of my favorite restaurants. That's not what she said. Okay. For every potential guest, they confirmed with me or not. So I'm guessing the parents confirmed every single guest that would be attending the event. And they told her about some and not others.
Oh, okay.
This included Nancy. I told my parents I didn't want Nancy there. Seeing her brings up a lot of bad feelings and memories for me. Plus, it was just meant to be a small family dinner with my parents, my sister Grace, and my grandparents. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be odd to not invite a cousin anyways. My parents told me they understood. And that they, Grace, and other parents, sorry. My parents told me that they understood and that they, Grace, and our grandparents would be the only people there. But when I arrived last night, Nancy was sitting at the table between my seat and Grace.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were begging me with their faces just to sit down. Nope, parents, no. You should have told Nancy to leave or get out, right? But I looked at Nancy, shook my head at my parents, and then walked out saying anything else. I was incredibly upset because I specifically told them not to invite Nancy, yet they invited her anyways, knowing how miserable she made me. I think she had every right to be upset.
She said.
And like they agreed not to, and they still did it anyways. Maybe it was to make peace. Maybe there was like no ill intent, but that's kind of messed up.
But it's her birthday dinner. The day of my birth.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I kept getting phone calls from my parents and Grace, so I shut off my phone for the night. But when I turned it on in the morning, I had many text messages from my parents saying they were disappointed in me from walking out on my birthday dinner. It's okay for them to be disappointed. I'm disappointed in your parents not following through with your request not to have Nancy there.
For real.
They said that I made things difficult in front of my grandparents, and I could have at least tolerated my cousin since Nancy's dad, my uncle, did die only a few years ago. Wow.
A few years ago.
Because I don't know how her relationship with the uncle, but obviously her relationship with Nancy was not well.
Right?
And that was the whole point and problem. That's not really cool for the parents.
It's not.
I would say the biggest assholes right now in my book are
the parents.
Even Grace texted me saying I could have shown respect to my parents because they waited weeks for those reservations, but I could have just called a truce with Nancy for a few hours since she hadn't said or done anything to me at the table. Mm. My friends and my boyfriend told me that I was within my rights. Good job, friends and boyfriends. good job. Because it was meant to be my birthday dinner, mm-hmm. and they invited someone I specifically asked them not to. Mm-hmm. So I'm conflicted. Am I the asshole? Leia, what do you think?
Definitely not. Well, I
agree. I don't think she's the asshole.
I'm a people pleaser. And yes, I would have sat through that whole thing pissed off. And I probably wouldn't have really eaten. But no, I'm glad she walked out. I would have if I had the bravery to do so. Because it is not fun sitting through something that you're uncomfortable with. And you shouldn't have to. And every time I sit in like... be uncomfortable with something and don't stand up for myself, I always wish I did, because then it affects everything else.
All right, so here are some of the comments. Shady Moonlight says, not the asshole, but your parents and sister are. So true. They didn't even respect OP's birthday wishes for birthday dinner.
Right? Like, how junk. And then she gets to miss out on this restaurant that she had been looking forward to.
Going to, yeah, that's
Right?
messed up, yeah,
That is. I would have been
because
like.
people are not respecting other people. The bottom line is she was disrespected by her parents. She told them her wishes and they ignored her wishes, and that's
Exactly.
not okay. And I'm pretty sure like the parents aren't trying to be assholes, or I would like to think the parents aren't trying to be assholes, but the fact that you're not respecting your daughter's wishes and you're just trying to get her to go along with what you want, that's not okay. That's breaking a boundary, and she stood up for herself and she was like, no, I'm not gonna let this happen. So, Leia, I ask you again, what would it take for you to walk away from your birthday dinner?
Maybe that.
Someone inviting
Honestly,
someone
well,
that you
I'm
didn't
trying to
invite.
think of who. Like, do I have a person that if I walked in and saw them there, I wouldn't sit? No, actually, I don't think there's a single person. There's a few people that I would be pissed, but then, like I said, I would sit through it. Like, because I enjoy the other people and don't want to hurt them. But, like, Nancy does not sound like a girl's girl, and we don't like her. So, I don't care.
All right, well, that was my birthday activity. Because like I was like, I can't do another Mad Lib. I was like, how many times have I done a Mad Lib for Leia? Like, we have to do something
But I
different.
love Mad Libs.
I know, but I was like, we have to do something different.
But yes, I hope that that situation doesn't ever happen. And the one or two people I'm thinking about, if I saw them, I hope I have the gumption. What are my words today? To leave if I'm uncomfortable. I hope that for myself. Although one of them I do have to go to dinner with soon, and I'm not looking forward to it. So.
Oh, she's man.
We'll talk later.
Okay.
But yeah, thank you, Lamont. And happy birthday to future me.
Happy birthday, Leia.
Well, let's get back to our episode and let's finish chit-chatting about everything that we're chit-chatting about. And then after, we'll talk.
All right. And we're back. So, Leia, I would like for you to teach me a song in Hawaiian.
Oh God, why?
I remember going to Hawaii for choir tour and learning Aloha Oe, but that's like mainly in English with like a few like Hawaiian words, but I really enjoyed that song.
Okay, well, what's a song? What song do you like?
A little short song.
I don't know. What is a short song? Hold on.
Don't know.
Hold on. We'll be right back in like 5 seconds for you and like multiple minutes for us. And we're back again. Originally, I was thinking when you brought this up, I was like, I'll teach him the national anthem, Hawaii Pono'i. But I forgot that that's actually kind of a hard song. But I know what song you would appreciate, Lamont.
Okay.
A little song called Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride.
That song.
Yes. So, for those of you that don't know, somehow, Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride is a song from the hit film Lilo and Stitch by Disney. It was sung by Mark Kelly Iho'omalu and the Kamehameha School's Children's Chorus, which is why in there you hear kids. That's the Kamehameha School's Children's Chorus. Okay. So in the first verse, yeah, the first verse as well as the last outro verse, there is a small paragraph that is in Hawaiian. It's really, really fast. But it's not that long. I think I can at least teach you a little bit of it. Or at least a few words, so now when you sing along, you're like, I know those words. Do you think our podcast will get flagged if I play just the first verse on
I hope not.
Music? I mean, Disney's kind of crazy, though. So there, that's what we're gonna try and do. Okay, so Lamont, what do you think that first word is? Think about it in the song. You've heard this song.
Right. Off key walkie.
Oh, I knew it. Okay, so quick Hawaiian language lesson here.
So I know the W's are V's.
The W's are V's. Second is the bar over the A is called a kahako. That makes a long sound. So it'd be ah, right?
Ah.
Instead of ah. It's be ah. So the first word is ah viki viki. That means quickly.
Ah viki viki.
Ah viki viki.
Mai la I ho I.
Lohi lohi. So the first
lohi lohi. Okay.
So the first phrase is ah viki viki mai lohi lohi.
Ah viki viki mai lo
hi
I.
Lohi lohi.
Lohi lohi.
So
lohi lohi.
Yes, so you can actually split that up into two, right? So the first four letters and then the second four letters, lohi and then lohi.
Lohi.
Yeah. I think where people kind of get confused when they're trying to read Hawaiian letters is they try to blend all the words, all the sounds together.
Because that's how we were taught in English, like
yeah,
blend your sounds.
Yeah. So in this one is lohi lohi, right? So the middle I and the middle L don't blend to make like an ill sound. That's two separate ones. But it's not going to be as if there was like a space between them. So it's not going to be lohi lohi. Just the same way it's not viki viki. It's just said lohi lohi. Viki.
Okay,
viki.
So it's.
Right?
Ah, viki, viki, my lohi, lohi.
Yes. All right, second line. I'll say it, and then you can repeat it. Okay? Lave mai.
Lave mai.
I ko papa.
I ko papa.
He'e.
He'e.
Nalu.
Nalu.
So he'e, you see the little, like, it looks like an apostrophe. Uh-huh. That's called an okina, and that's called, in English, a glottal stop. So you're just going to take like a brief, tiny little pause in between the sounds, right? So, he-e, he-e.
He-e.
Yeah. So, lave mai I ko papa he'e nalu.
Lave mai I ko papa he'e nalu.
Perfect. Next. Line. This one's a tongue twister, I will say. Okay. Next line. Pi'i na.
Pi'i na.
Nalu la.
Nalu la.
Laha laha. Laha. Yeah, there you go. That's that duplication again. It's learning, folks.
Woo!
Okay. Oh, here's another word that you might recognize. O ka moana.
What does that mean?
Moana means like the ocean, like out there, the Moana. Like
so Oh, Disney. So she was always supposed to be out there because her name was Moana. Okay, like no, like I'm not upset. Like I am a little upset because I didn't know
So
that.
that's one of the things I do like when Disney does that. They hide Easter eggs everywhere, right? So unless you speak any of the like Polynesian, Micronesian languages, because all of our languages have a lot of crossover. They're not the same, but they cross over. You would have never known that Moana meant ocean or like outer ocean. So like that's an Easter egg for people that spoke. Like we knew already. We're like, oh, Moana, ocean. And then so when she went into the water, we're like, yeah, duh.
Like it's she's destined, and
Why
like her
would you
father's
give
trying to
that
keep her back.
away?
Her
Why are you
father's trying
giving
to
that
keep her
away
from
in the
that, and like
name?
she's
Yeah.
destined. You named her Moana. What do you
Exactly.
expect? Oh my goodness.
Pretty
Okay.
much. Okay, so O ka Moana, ha
Ok.
nupa nupa.
Ok. Ko is it Koa?
O ka
Ka. Okay. Oka Moana.
ha nupa nupa.
Ha nupa nupa.
This next one is very hard. It's la la la.
Is it really?
Yeah, la la
I think
la.
it was gonna sound like that. I thought it was gonna sound like a little more like wee. Okay.
It's la la
La la
la.
la.
Ikala,
Ikala.
hana
Hana
hana.
hana.
La la la, ikala hana hana. Me ke kai.
Nay. So fun thing about the Hawaiian language. I is E and then E is E,
Yes,
right?
so our vowels are A, E, I, O, U, just like in English. We don't have a Y, but they're pronounced A, E, I, O, U.
Okay.
A, E, I, O, U.
So when we come to the E, it's E.
E. Yep, all
And
of the
then when
E's
we
are
come
E.
to the I, it's E.
E. Yep.
Okay. So meh. K.
Kai.
Kai. I know a Kai. I know a Kai. He's really cool. Okay. Meh. What does Kai mean?
Water.
Huh. I wonder if he knows that. Meh.
Probably not.
K. Kai. Because he's white. He is
Mo
white.
most Kais I know that aren't Hawaiian don't know that that's what that means. It's just like
Okay.
a cool, it's like a cool guy name. I was like, it is. I like it. I think it's a nice name, but yeah, it means
Oh,
water.
maybe we can name our kid Kai. So I'm not sure if you know this, but Alfred and I, like, one of the conditions of me marrying Alfred was that we would not make our kids have long names that they would have to write out. They would have like I think 4 letters max in their name.
Okay, so now this next word is an example of the type of sound blending that we do have.
Okay,
So,
so let me try. Would it be ho e ni? No. Ho e ne.
very, very close.
Okay.
I mean, we've only been looking at this for a while, but if you look at the Hawaiian language, you will never see two consonants together. So, you'll see two vowels together, or the vowels will be separated by that little okina, the little apostrophe looking thing. But if the two vowels are not separated by the okina, they blend a little bit. So, instead of this word being ho ene, it's going to be hoene. Hoene.
Hoene, hoene.
Hoene. Yep. I
Okay.
think when you're singing it though, it's said so fast that you kind of do separate it a little bit. But if you're talking, if you're speaking, if you're reading, it would be one smooth motion. Just like in kai, right? You're not saying kai, because kai is a different word. Kai, you blend the
Hi.
A and I together, right?
Hele. Hele. My ka
Ko.
ko e.
Yep. That's actually a phrase that you can learn, and I do say it a lot. I don't know if you ever heard it, but I go, Hele mai ka ko. That means let's go.
Oh, hele me my. How do you say that last part?
Kako.
Kako, kako,
Kakoe.
kakoe.
So hele means come, hele mai means let's come this way, and kako means you guys. So hurry, let's go, let's go. And
And then A means what?
then e is a how do you describe what a is? A two things. So a emphasizes something. So at the end, he's saying let's go, let's go. So he's emphasizing we gotta go. But a when you're singing means that you are going to be starting a new verse in
Ah.
music. Yeah. So hele hele mai ka koe means we got more stuff to sing about. But let's go. Okay.
So wouldn't it be proper to say Hawaiian roller coaster ride?
No,
Okay.
actually. So the word Hawaiian is not Hawaiian in itself. The word Hawaiian is actually English. Very confusing. But the word Hawaiian is an English word. So it's pronounced with the W. But
Right.
if you're saying the place name, Hawaii, you would say the V. So that is the whole thing. It's very fast. Do you want to try and sing it? Or do you want to just try
Let's
it?
slow it down.
It.
Let's slow it down.
Okay.
Okay. Wait,
Okay.
how's the
So
melody go?
the melody goes, okay, so the chorus right before this. There's no place I'd rather be than a surfboard out at sea, lingering in the ocean blue. And if I had one wish come true, I'd surf till the sunset beyond the horizon. Abigi mai
My e loki
loko.
loki
La de
la
mai.
no
La
la
de.
la de my
In this one,
la de
my eco papa hit Nalu.
my eco papa hey no hey
Hey.
hey 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 Nalu p no yeah
P.
p-e
Na. Nalu.
na wait p-e na Nalu la laha laha o ka muana
Ha.
ha
Nupa
nupa la la
nupa. La la la.
la I E e e kala hana hana, Me no me
Ne ke
ke
kai.
kai
Huene.
one
Huene.
hoene I ke ka
Pu'e.
pue
One.
one hili hili no
Hele hele.
hili hele
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 hele. Mai kako. Eh.
my yeah my kakoe Hawaiian
Hawaiian
roller
roller
coaster
coaster ride.
ride.
It's
Oh my
really
goodness.
fast. Like, when I was trying to sing it, like, when you asked me, I was like, it's so fast. Well, Lamont, now the next time you listen to it and it comes on your playlist, you can sing along to it, hopefully.
Hopefully, a little bit better. Not just like making up words. I was
and
like,
hopefully those who are listening also followed along and can now sing it. So,
I think
Hauli
that's a good
Mahina
wrap
Olelo
up. I think we
Hawaii.
should just wrap
Exactly.
up the session.
Exactly. So, Hauli Mahina Olelo Hawaii. Happy Hawaiian Language Month. Happy Black History Month. Happy Leia's birthday month. Wait, how do you
Hey,
say
what's Leia mean?
it's not Hawaiian? It's Hebrew.
Well, I hate so, but like, doesn't it mean something in Hawaiian?
No. There's no Leia. Like, there's different
Just like,
spellings of
yeah,
it.
like, well, most people spell it like I only hear it, like I've learned it as Leia growing up, but most people like I have a kid who pronounces it Leah, and I had to like I went throw up every time. I'm sorry, but I'll let her know that.
yeah, there's no, I would have to change the spelling in order for it to be Hawaiian, which I thought about for a minute. I really did. But unfortunately, if I was to just drop the H, 'cause the H is what really kind of messes up the spelling. It would mean something that I don't want to be called.
Which is what?
It means pleasurable.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
really want to be called pleasurable. Honestly, no, thank
Interesting.
you.
Interesting.
There's also a goddess of canoe builders named Leia, and there's a star named Leia, but I think most people just use it to mean like pleasurable.
So do they, is it L-E-A or is it L-E-H-A, the goddess and the star?
L-E-A.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's stop messing around. Lamont and I got stuff to go do. Y'all got stuff to go do. Thank you for joining us today and learning a little bit of about Hawaiian culture and Hawaiian language. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you take something away from this today. And I hope you have the great rest of your day.
This has been the Lamont and Leia podcast,
created by Lamont Damon and Leia Nakaahiki.
And of course, this episode was edited by Leia Nakaahiki.
Music in this episode includes Slice of Life, Toodaloo, and You Know What I Mean, provided by Stream Beats by Harris Heller.
Watch our podcasts on Facebook and Spotify. What? And make sure you follow us on our socials.
Links, of course, can be found in the show description.
As always, thank you for listening or watching.